Charles Capps said, the Lord said to him, he said, Jesus said, I told my people they can have what they say, but they always saying what they got. See, it's different. Listen to me real good. Because we're talking about how to frame your world. It's different in just saying something off the top of your head and then saying something because you believe it. So how do you get to that place when you believe? Let's go for just a moment. See how we're doing with time. Where we do it, we can do this. So you can turn with me to Romans chapter 4. You know what? I discovered Romans 4, didn't I? Okay. I discovered that if you will speak the word all through the day, you believe what you say. You should believe yourself what you say more than anybody else. You should. Now, Satan is a clever dude, so that's why you remember the scripture we said, your adversary, the devil, goes about how as a roaring lion. He's clever, and he's deceptive. He knows, he already know that he's been judged. He knows that his time is short. He don't care about you or anybody else. He hates you. So any way he can deceive you, that's why he's looking for people that are weak, people that are vulnerable, unlearned, unaware, and not paying attention. You just anything fly that you grab it. You know, I give it to you like this. You ever see some little baby birds or chicken hatch, you know, especially baby birds? You see them in the nest. Every time something bumped that nest, what happened? And that's the way too many Christians, they just mouth fly out and let people poke anything down. You shouldn't do that. So, how do you become fixed in your place? How do you frame your world? Well, Abraham, I'm just going to read this verse here. He said, therefore is of faith that it might be by grace. This is Romans 4:16. Now watch this now. Therefore is of faith that it might be by grace. To the end, the promise might be sure to all the seed. Notice what he said, the promise might be sure to how much of the seed? See, every one of you, if you're a seed of Abraham, you're born again, so you're a seed of Abraham. And the promise is sure. Listen to what I'm saying. The promise is sure to you. What you mean sure? Absolute. It's yours. The promise is sure to you. All the seed. All right? The promise is sure to all the seed. Not to that only which is of the law, but to that also which is of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. Here we go. As it is written. This is what was written. As it is written. I have what? Not going to. I have made thee a father. How many? Before him whom he believed, even God. When God told him that, before him he believed, even God. Watch what happened. Who quickened the dead, because he had to do some quickening. Because Abraham was dead, Sarah's womb was dead, and the people wasn't helping them out. I promise you, they wasn't helping them out at all. I can imagine that Abraham was confessing, I'm a father of many nations. And they were saying other things. That old man done lost his mind. Who ever heard such a thing? She was young when she was in her 30s and 40s and 50s. Now she's 90 years old. Too much, she's going to have a baby. She couldn't even have one when she was 30 and 20. And all that now she's talking about getting 90, having a baby. He had all that to deal with. But it says it like this: who quickened the dead and called those things which be not as though they were. Who does what? Quicken, make alive the dead. This is God. And call those things which be not as though they were. That's what Abraham did. Now watch what happened. Who against hope believed in hope, that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken. How did he get? He framed it with his word. God, it was written. God, other word, when something is written, that's a document. God do not write down lies. God do not document things that's untrue. Everything come out of the mouth of God is true. Amen. And he said, I have made thee a father of many nations, right? And so he believed it according to that which was spoken. So shall thy seed be. What happened? He believed God. He focused on what God had said. He wasn't focused on his body. Now look what the next verse says. Who being not weak in faith. Who being how? Not weak in faith. He considered not his own body now dead. When he was about 100 years old, neither yet the what? The deadness of Sarah's womb. He didn't consider all that. But you know, when you got a problem going on, the devil in your body, your flesh, and if you don't watch it, your neighbors and everybody else want to pull your attention to that problem. Amen. Am I right?
Amen.
So what are you going to do? While you are by yourself, you have time, you walk through the day and you say, this is how I want to live. You ought to be talking about your house if you hadn't got it yet. Your car you want to drive. You ought to frame it. Kind of life you want to live. What kind of life? I'm going to live good. I'm going to live a life of peace. What you going to do? I'm going to win souls.